We're in the 107th Psalm today, and we're going to read the first three verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Most of us are pretty quick to complain when things are going wrong. In those moments when we seem to be losing control, when everything seems to be turning against us, it doesn't take long before we find ourselves directing our frustration towards heaven. Lord, how could you let this happen? What have I ever done to deserve something like this? Of course, we're also quick to let other people know we're suffering too. I don't know why God is allowing this to happen, but there's got to be a reason. I guess this is just the cross I'm going to have to bear. Somehow, misery always makes it to the front of our conversational priority list. And I know, because I'm as guilty as anybody else. But then what happens when the opposite is true? When God has obviously done something to save us from a problem, or when God has miraculously intervened to spare us from disaster? Why is it that those occasions don't seem to get as much airtime? Give thanks to the Lord, the Bible says. And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians, the Bible teaches that God has made us new creatures through the power of Jesus Christ. It says we've been given a brand new life. We've been spared the ultimate wages of sin, the death we deserve because of our rebellion against God. And then the Bible says, three times after that statement, that as God gives us that brand new life, He appoints us to be ambassadors for His kingdom. The one thing God asks as He hands us a ticket to the kingdom is that we spread the word and let other people know how they can find eternal life in Christ. And here, the psalmist says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So let me ask you, have you made a habit of letting people know when God is working in your life? Think about all the people you've complained to, the ones you've told about the troubles you're experiencing. Have you also told those people about the love, the security, and the hope you've found in Jesus? Given the way this passage from Psalms reads, I'm guessing that would be a better way to live.